The Republican majority approved some voting changes, such as scaling back hours for absentee voting, but the GOP does not seem to have enough support to rewrite Wisconsin's voter ID law. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Several groups are challenging the law, so the courts have put it on hold. The Assembly voted to modify the law in November, but Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says his chamber won't act while the law is tied up in court. The author, Republican Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam, says he's disappointed.
We continue to believe that that's the right direction to address some of the concerns in the current law and to provide some reasonable exemptions to make sure that we have a fair standard that helps protect the integrity of our elections.
Bourne says he is pleased that Governor Walker may call the legislature into special session to change voter ID if the courts find the existing version is unconstitutional. When the two-year session began in 2013, some GOP lawmakers vowed to toughen Wisconsin's drunken driving laws. Representative Jim Ott of Mequon introduced 8 bills. The Assembly passed 4, but again, the items have hit a roadblock in the Senate. Ott says the legislature has had a lot on its plate, so drunken driving had to take a back seat.
You know, we did pass somewhat tougher drunk driving laws back in 2009, about 5 years ago. And I'm sure there's some people that are saying, well, let's see if these tougher laws have had any impact on our drunk driving rate in Wisconsin. It's probably too early to say that that is the case.
Ott says he'll resurrect some of the bills in 2015, including one that would make a first offense a crime. Another dead issue for now is a proposal calling for a voluntary 7-day work week in certain industries. Right now, employers must give workers 24 hours off each week. Republican Senator Glenn Grothman says some people want to work more. A Senate committee passed his bill along party lines, but it's not listed on the Senate's upcoming agenda. Grothman says the GOP would take too much political heat from Democrats in this fall's elections.
I think in an election campaign, you could run an ad saying that Republicans want people to work 7 hours a week, and because we want to get reelected, we're just going to have to pull the bill.
Grothman meant 7 days a week, not hours. The senator says he will introduce his plan again in 2015 to the new legislature. At least for now, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has also put the brakes on bills adding rules for abortions. The Assembly passed 2 changes.
They're tough bills. You know, are we playing into the Democrats, you know, quote-unquote war on women? And that's something that has to be discussed. You always have to consider the political angle.
It's not unusual for politicians to wait until the heat subsides on divisive issues, according to Charles Franklin. He's a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University.
I think being further away from an election makes it easier to move some of this. But I also think these are issues that are with us and are going to stay with us on the agenda for the foreseeable future.
Franklin foresees partisan priorities resurfacing after the fall elections. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.